You're on.
Well, hello there. It's Dipshit Files, episode 99. It's our first episode of season 3.
It is.
Hi, Mrs. Script Keeper.
Hello.
We've got one that we're calling Planet Goof Troop today.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
So this is a file filled with weird shit around our planet that we all share.
Mm-hmm.
Begrudgingly share. We're not great at it.
No.
Some of you can handle
some
it.
Some share.
Some cannot.
Some don't like to.
Some become huge dipshits and end up in this file in front of me. Let's look at it.
All right. So, Planet Goof Troop.
Yeah.
The Bermuda Triangle.
Are we talking about that?
So, let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
This is where sailors and aviators sign up to play a never-ending game of hide-and-seek.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it.
But if you thought that notorious section of the ocean was mysterious, wait until you see...
Oh, this isn't going to be another VTEX episode, is it?
No. Well, wait until you hear about some of these other weird locations our planet is home to that are even more unique.
Than the thing in the ocean that I'm never going to go near?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's downright baffling, some of these places.
Well, if this is in New Mexico...
Well...
We've already learned much... Oregon.
Right. Well, from an island that lures...
Or Wisconsin, I think. Fuck. We've found all the VTEX, honey. We're
doing great. We're doing great. So from an island that lures ships to their destruction to the supernatural zone of silence found in a Mexican desert, let's talk about some strange places that are even more mysterious than the Bermuda Triangle.
Planet Goof Troop.
And now for the first weird-ass location, the Devil's Sea.
So we're going to start with a location dubbed the Devil's Sea.
The Devil's Dick.
The Devil's Sea.
Devil's Cock.
Since the early 1950s, the infamous Bermuda Triangle has struck fear into the hearts of countless sailors, divers, and flight passengers. Over 50 ships and 20 airplanes are said to have mysteriously vanished in this vast tropical area in the northwestern Atlantic Ocean. So while the more imaginative theories claim that these disappearances were caused by alien abductions or even energy beams from the lost city of Atlantis, most reputable sources argue they're simply the result of piloting errors in bad weather. Mm. Not to mention this region of the world has especially high levels of sea and air traffic, so it makes sense that frequency of incidences here would be relatively high.
Right. That makes
now,
sense.
However, while these explanations might apply to the Bermuda Triangle, there's an even more dangerous oceanic triangle that's been confusing maritime historians for decades. The Dragon's Triangle is a large area in the Pacific Ocean south of Tokyo, where hundreds of ships have reportedly gone missing since the 1940s. One report about the triangle claims that in 1955, the Japanese government sent a large research vessel into the area to investigate these disappearances, only for it to sail straight into oblivion itself.
It. Whoops.
Never to be seen again, right?
That adds credence to the mythos, for sure. Yeah.
Now, while the Devil's Triangle is often considered a supernatural hotspot, it turns out that many of the ships that went missing there were simply small, vulnerable fishing boats with no radio systems.
They shouldn't have been out there in the first place.
Plus,
what?
The supposedly missing government research vessel that was actually sent to investigate a prominent undersea volcano within the Dragon's Triangle area.
Was eaten by a dragon? Dare I say Godzilla?
Well, the fact is that this ship sank due to an eruption of that very volcano in 1952, not 1955.
Okay.
Still, there's little doubt that this stretch of ocean, also known as the Devil's Sea, is extremely dangerous. The seabed in this location has an unusually high abundance of undersea volcanoes and methane deposits, which can cause literal underwater explosions and affect the buoyancy of boats, resulting in boat sinking.
Hmm. You know, we're the ones that call it the devil's whatever.
Right.
Because they don't, in Shintoism and Buddhism, there's no devil. Right. So they're not like, oh, we're going to take the Christian term for this crazy shit that's happening to
right.
us.
Right. Such a simple, mundane explanation for allegedly unexplained events was almost disappointing. But I'd rather know the truth, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, next location.
Now it's time for weird location number two.
Spanning over 25,000 square miles of rocky desert between Reno, Fresno, and Las Vegas, the Nevada Triangle is widely regarded as the mountainous counterpart to the plane-snatching Bermuda Triangle.
Mm, we almost got snatched by that triangle, I think, too.
Right? Yeah. You got sucked in.
Yeah.
In fact, depending on which news site you ask, it's reported that anywhere between 200 and 2,000, nice broad stretch there, aircrafts
have... Two or 50,000.
Between 200 and 2,000 aircrafts have inexplicably vanished within the Nevada Triangle over the last 60 years.
Hmm.
Many of these have never been found. Now, one such plane to go missing that did eventually turn up belonged to the record-setting aviator Steve Fawcett.
Hmm.
In September 2007, Fawcett and his airplane mysteriously disappeared somewhere in the Sierra Mountains, right in the heart of the Nevada Triangle.
I hope he called his airplane the Flying Sink.
Oh, Jesus.
No?
Well, Fawcett was a highly experienced pilot who held the title as the first person to fly solo around the entire world nonstop in 2005.
So and Nevada got him? Jesus.
Right. So his Nevada Triangle flight should have been a super chill event, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, officials found no sign of Fawcett and his plane until a year later, when a hiker discovered Fawcett's ID card, and the crash site was recovered a few days later.
And his body was found in cocaine, and, like, laden bear poop.
Jesus. Well, sadly, Fawcett never returned home. Mm. While aviation accidents are often caused by human or systems errors, many have tried to explain the frequency of disappearances reported in the Nevada Triangle. Some of the wilder theories suggest that UFOs are behind these disappearances, especially since the Nevada Triangle's eastern edge is home to the infamous Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
While this is certainly a creepy coincidence, and the mountains and deserts of the region create a fantastic setting for such a story, let's not be foolish.
The United States military will shoot your ass down if you get too close to their alien base.
Right.
No?
Well,
okay.
There's some more plausible potential explanations to the mystery of the Nevada Triangle.
Most likely ghosts.
The region contains challenging geographical and atmospheric conditions where high mountain peaks combine with strong Pacific winds to create downdrafts capable of ripping planes right out of the sky.
Shit.
And since the Nevada Triangle is such...
Is that turbulence? Oh, it's way worse than that, Bob. She's going to want to sit down and you're not going to want to... You're going to put your seatbelt on, bro. You're going to listen to her today. Okay, bud? Sit down, Bob.
And since the Nevada Triangle is in such a vast, remote area with extremely uneven terrain, it's not surprising that many crash sites are never even tracked down.
Yeah, the scorpions got them.
Plus, the upper end statistic of 2,000 disappearances seems to be a bit exaggerated.
Yeah.
Seems to be a wildly exaggerated rumor with no actual evidence to back it up. Still,
it sounds like a BuzzBin kind of thing.
Right.
Oh, BuzzFeed said it. That's probably not right.
Well, looking out into these rolling desert hills, it's hard not to imagine something otherworldly might exist out there, though.
Now it's time for weird place number three.
Next up is the Zone of Silence. This one was interesting. For decades, the Mapimi Silent Zone, also known as the Zone of Silence, has fueled the imagination of people with an interest in the weirder side of the planet Earth. This 30 miles wide patch of desert in Durango, Mexico, is claimed to possess inexplicable electromagnetic properties that rival those that are rumored to exist in the Bermuda Triangle itself.
Mm.
Allegedly, the area has caused compasses to bizarrely spin out of control, as well as blocking signals from all modern communication devices.
We see, Mrs. Scriptkeeper, that is a telltale sign of a VTEC.
Well, it blocks out all signals from, like, cell phones and plane radios.
I see.
Now, while you might think plane crashes would occur frequently in this mysterious zone, even stranger flying objects have been discovered here.
Hmm.
In 1970, an American missile filed towards a testing range randomly flew 400 miles off course and crash-landed right in the middle of the Zone of Silence.
Hmm.
Nobody knows for sure what actually happened to make the rocket veer so far off course, but some theorize an anomalous magnetic force pulled it into the zone.
And obviously Mexico was like, are you shooting at us, dude? What are you guys doing up there?
Huh? Well, some of the local residents suggest that magnetic anomalies like this in the area are caused by a large amount of the mineral magnetite in the surrounding rock.
Fucking bro.
Right. Or potentially other magnetic materials deposited by meteorites. In fact, several meteorites are recorded as landing in the zone throughout the 20th century, two of which, bizarrely, struck the same exact ranch almost 20 years apart. Right? Could you imagine?
That's not even...
Twice.
Wow, that's crazy.
Got hit by meteorites twice.
That's crazy.
There are even more anomalies in the Zone of Silence, according to locals, including weirdly mutated organisms, such as the bright purple cactus, which only adds to the zone's extraterrestrial vibe.
Yeah.
However, there are a few things to consider before we jump on the ET train. First, several groups of scientists who've been brave enough to actually visit the Zone of Silence for themselves reported zero issues with their electronic devices or their compasses.
They were making it up, all those folk.
There's also the argument that the infamous American missile could have gone haywire due to human error or maybe even faulty equipment.
I believe the official stance of the United States government is Mexico shot first.
Jesus.
I think that's what happened. Yeah.
Well, as for the so-called mutated purple cacti, they're really just a species named the purple prickly pear, which naturally changes shade in response to environmental stresses like drops in temperature or even dehydration. However, while the Zone of Silence might have some logical explanations, I doubt there's enough to silence all the diehard conspiracy theorists out there.
Certainly not.
And I'd be lying to say if I said I didn't kind of hope there's something more to this weird location.
Right.
Time for another weird-ass location on this planet you live on.
All right, our next very strange location is the Mekong River. Now, at first glance, the Mekong River running through the Phan Phasai district of Thailand doesn't appear out of the ordinary. But if you find yourself there at just the right time, you'll find it holds an extraordinary secret that's intrigued locals and tourists for many decades.
It's a river of jizz.
Well, evidently, around late October every year, these strange basketball-sized fiery orbs known as Naga fireballs.
Jizz balls.
They emerge from the river water's surface. Mm. They just pop right up above the water.
Tight.
Now, these mystical lights shoot hundreds of feet into the sky.
What?
Before disappearing in the blink of an eye.
The fuck you say?
Right. I've seen the video. It's insane.
Huh.
Now, while they may look like fireworks, their appearance is a true mystery. Now, according to a local legend, the fireballs come from the breath of giant serpents known as Naga. These mythical beasts are said to sleep in the murky depths of the river and only awaken around late October each year to honor the end of Buddhist Lent with their fiery breath.
Wow, these crazy things picked a religion? Nicely done.
Now, since these legendary creatures have yet to make an appearance to actual humans, some scientists suggest that the fiery orbs are actually methane or phosphine bubbles created by decomposing matter on the riverbed. Now, when the methane contacts the oxygen above the water surface, there's a small chance that it can spontaneously ignite, flying high into the atmosphere before suddenly burning out.
Hmm.
Now, while you think a natural explanation makes the most sense, skeptics question how it's possible that the fireballs recur at such an exact time of year and note the statistical unlikeliness of such frequency in the repeated ignitions over and over again.
It can't be a natural thing. It's obviously magic.
Why doesn't it happen the day before or the day after? Why is it only on this one night?
With magic.
Another argument is that the suspiciously precise timing of the Naga fireballs might mean the whole thing is a carefully planned hoax.
Yeah.
And fired by flare guns or using what they call tracer rounds to drum up tourism.
Fuck yeah.
Still.
I love that idea.
For some.
Charoles.
For some, the presence and movement of the fireballs doesn't quite seem to line up to a satisfactory degree with either explanation.
Hmm.
So it's still considered a mystery.
Now, before we move on, this makes me think of, I think it's Jeff Bezos.
Mm-hmm.
He's leading, or he's part of a team of people that are building a clock in the middle of nowhere that ticks once every 100 years. It, like the cuckoo clock comes out every 10,000 years.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And it's this big trolling. It's not trolling. It's kind of a cool thing. Depends on how you look at it. It's a lot of money. But imagine back in the past, somebody was like, let's fucking spend all this exorbitant wealth that we've accumulated from murdering folk and build something that will last for thousands of years and just troll the shit out of the future.
Weird.
So they're just launching little methane things out of some technology they had.
Right.
You know, and it's like, why is it doing that? And they're like, ha ha, we knew it gets you a fucking... Anyway. So I wonder if that's how Jeff Bezos is looking at his clock project in the mountains. Anyway,
maybe.
You can look into that if you want to see what Jeff Bezos is up to.
Interesting. I hadn't heard of that.
It's weird.
Okay, so we're going to move on to our next weird location.
Remember me. I imagine you know the drill at this point. Ah,
sorry. It's called La Bamba.
Yeah.
La Bamba.
Se necesita una poca de gracia. Una poca de gracia por mi partida. Yarriba, yarriba. Oh, yarriba, yarriba. Por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré.
What the fuck?
Ba, ba, bum. Sorry.
Are you okay?
It's one of my favorite songs as a child, so.
Okay, well, this
Lou
location.
Diamond Phillips, that was a great movie.
This location is called La Bamba.
Yeah, okay. Which means the Bamba. But this is spelled different, right?
Right, right. This is L-A-B-O-M-B-A.
So Bamba.
La Bamba.
Okay.
So now that we've seen one river that shoots fire into the sky, how about one where the water itself burns with deadly heat? Hidden deep within the Amazon rainforest in the Puerto Inca province of Peru flows the mystical Shané Tempishka, also known as La Bamba.
Cool.
The temperature of this four-mile section of the Amazon River somehow ranges between 113 and 212 degrees Fahrenheit.
Fuck.
Heats that could easily cause third-degree burns with just 1 second of contact.
Fuck.
While its name translates to boiled by the heat of the sun,
fuck,
the true source of Shané Tempishka's heat is unknown.
Fuck.
Scientifically unknown. So, other boiling water bodies are always located near volcanoes and heated by magmatic systems. One example is the Chinese Spring, situated within the magmatic hotspot of Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming.
Confusing.
The weird, bright orange color seen around the geyser is caused by bacteria known as thermophiles, which thrive in high temperatures.
Those dirty bastards.
Combined with a contrasting blueness of the boiling pool, it almost looks like an interdimensional portal.
Tight.
Or a vtex, maybe.
Maybe even a, is it Stargate? Stargate pool?
It's beautiful, we'll but you know, VTEX. It is weird looking. I'll bet any pilot would be nervous to fly over that thing.
But like, whatever, it's way down there, I'm up here. Fuck.
But unlike the Chinese Spring, La Bamba isn't brightly colored, nor is it located in a magmatic area. Right. In fact, the nearest volcano to La Bamba, known as...
The Big Bopper?
Car.
Why not? Why the fuck not? Somebody knows. Somebody gets it. Somebody's getting it.
I get it. I'm just trying to pronounce this word, and I've messed it up in my head and out loud so many times. It's Carhuazo. Carhuazo. Well, this volcano, Carhuazo, is located more than 400 miles away. So... The best explanation we have is that rainwater seeps extremely deep underground further upstream where it's heated by rocks surrounding the edge of the Earth's mantle before resurfacing through cracks in the Earth and then adjoining the river. That's the only explanation that science has.
So Mexico doesn't have dragons? Is that the problem? The dragonless Mexico, huh? Way to go, Mexico.
I guess not. They don't have giant snakes that spit fire either.
Weird.
But I did find this interesting that this was the only scientific explanation they could come up with. And I've never heard water go that deep. It's kind of interesting.
We don't know that much about our planet.
I know.
We're the goof troops on the planet.
Yeah, so, we are. Yeah. We're the dipshits.
Our planet is full of mysteries. Here's another one.
So moving on to another triangle-shaped piece of weird land, the Bridgewater Triangle. Now, this spans 200 miles between Abington, Freetown, and Rehoboth in southeastern Massachusetts.
Bridgewater. Just... I mean, the creativity that it requires to take a thing and be like, what are you going on? What do you want to call that bridge? I don't know. It's a bridge and it's over water. It's called Bridgewater. You sure you don't want to bring land in there? It's Bridgewater land. There's land too involved in the thing. There's pillars.
We could call it land bridge.
To continue this dumb thought, it'd be like calling a city like House Street or House Road. That sounds dumb.
Well,
building place. I don't know.
Okay. Sorry. So the Bridgewater Triangle is our next big Bermuda contender. Mm. While the Bermuda Triangle is mostly associated with disappearances, this strange polygon is filled with stories of terrifying appearances. The area has been home to countless reports of ghostly entities, unidentified flying objects, sightings of unnatural animals and humanoids, and even ritualistic animal sacrifice.
Hmm.
Now, most notably, for decades, drivers traveling down Route 44 at night have reported encountering a mysterious figure on the side of the road. Bizarrely, the description of this mystery man is just about always the same. Red flannel shirt, dirty jeans, boots, long red hair, and a big, giant, bushy beard.
Mm.
Now, drivers have reported picking him up after seeing him wandering down the road, only for this mysterious redhead to climb into the back seat and then stare at the driver silently with black, soulless eyes.
And then 30 minutes in, he's like, today is gonna be the day that I'm gonna throw it back to you. And then they just throw him out as soon as
he
can.
He never speaks, but he does sometimes laugh crazily until the driver threatens to pull over, at which time he suddenly vanishes into thin air right before their eyes, which is kind of interesting. Okay, yeah. I'll side note here. Vanishes.
Lots of drugs in that area. Total drug den. What?
Vanishes into thin air.
Mm-hmm.
That statement has always... It's a weird statement.
It's like, this air seems way more thin.
I know. Into thin air.
I can
see it. What if the air was... What if it was thicker?
Vanish into thick air? Fuck yeah. That'd be the way to go. I want to vanish into thick ass air.
Well,
fart cloud.
Well, tales of the Bridgewater hitchhiker are pretty terrifying. A possible explanation for these shared visions...
Drugs.
...could be even scarier.
Drugs in the water.
During long drives at night...
Radon.
...darkness and repetitive scenery can actually lull drivers into a hypnotic state, similar to the state of mind just before entering sleep, which can lead to hallucinations.
Hmm. Oregon does that to me, too.
What's not completely clear is why so many drivers seem to hallucinate the exact same thing in the Bridgewater Triangle. But aside from the possibility of widespread hoaxes, there might be an answer to this. In their hypnotic state, drivers who've heard the legend of the red-headed hitchhiker on Route 44 may hallucinate his appearance, almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy based on what they expect to see.
Hmm.
In darkness, our brains do have a scientifically documented habit of filling the visual blank. So, filling in that empty spot. So, perhaps...
With Ronald McDonald.
It's
nice.
Not such an impossible explanation as it may seem.
Hmm.
Either way, to conquer the mysteries of the Bridgewater Triangle, it seems all you need is a healthy sense of skepticism and a regular driving brakes on a long journey. So take your brakes, and you won't see the crazy bearded redhead guy.
Or unless you're driving by McDonald's and then you're like, oh God, why a clown? Why a clown? Let's phase that out. They have been.
So here's what's known as another one. Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is the Hoya Basu Circle. And I know I mispronounced it. Baku?
How dare you not know everything about all the words?
Hoya Baku, I think is how it's pronounced. Within the Transylvanian region of northern Romania lies an unusual forest that's sure to kind of creep you out.
Okay.
Thanks to its roster of mysterious disappearances. Hoya Baku Forest is widely regarded by those with a belief in the supernatural as the world's most haunted woodland.
Nice.
And is rife with abundant stories of the paranormal.
Ghost bears, great.
One local legend states that a shepherd and his flock of 200 sheep inexplicably vanished while walking through the forest, never to be seen again. A man and 200 sheep.
Hmm. That's a full-ass bear. That's a happy bunch of bears.
That's a giant group of living things.
Yeah.
A 5-year-old girl is also said to have gone missing in these woods, only to reappear 5 years later, wearing the same clothes and not having aged a day.
Leading an army of bears.
Weird.
Not aging a day. That's pretty crazy.
I know, right? Huh. Unsurprisingly, there's little evidence that these events, that the events in these stories actually happened, right, with no records of disappearances in the forest showing up in Romanian newspaper archives. Hmm. However, to this day, visitors of the forest do consistently report a sudden onset of nausea, anxiety, and feelings of being watched. Radon. It's not radon.
It could be bears and radon. Radon bear.
These symptoms seem to ramp up in the area around this ominous circular clearing where trees mysteriously refuse to grow. Mm-hmm. Now, scientists have reportedly tested the soil there and found no chemical anomalies to explain it. So, could something otherworldly really be going on in this place?
Mm, well, likely not.
It seems, despite their odd appearance, natural patches of meadow within woodlands are actually fairly common and are often caused by shallow bedrock preventing tree roots from taking hold, so they just don't grow there.
Did the scientists say that? Did they tell you to say that? Sorry, I don't know.
And many of the trees that do grow in Hoya Baku look strangely warped and human-like. So it's not surprising that visitors often describe feeling a little anxious and creeped out. Right. Now, when you look at the trees located in the Hoya Baku, they do look like people bent in all different directions.
It's like a Tim Burton forest out there.
It's really weird looking.
And yet another mysterious fucking place.
All right, so the next one, Lake Baikal. Not only is Lake Baikal of southern Siberia the world's largest, deepest, and oldest freshwater lake.
Really?
But it might also be the most peculiar. So for starters, official Russian state news has claimed that in 1982, a group of seven Soviet Navy divers were conducting an exercise 160 feet below Lake Baku's surface when they encountered a group of 10-foot-tall extraterrestrial humanoids.
I've heard this, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even stranger is that the figures are said to have been wearing silver wetsuits and spherical helmets.
What the fuck, bro?
Right? So when the divers tried to capture one of these things in a net.
Great thought.
The creature somehow launched a powerful upsurge that sent the divers careening back towards the surface.
Nice.
Weird.
Nice.
Now, aside from the official nature of the source, there's zero real proof supporting this crazy story, and none of the numerous underwater research projects conducted at Lake Baikal since have discovered anything remotely similar in the depths of this water.
Hmm. Oh, great job, Bordax.
It was not my intention for the humans to see me.
Now we have to move, you cheese of the thorax.
I was just clearing my head, you fuckface.
This will not look good on your quarterly review.
Now, while these aquatic silver aliens seem a little hard to believe, Lake Baikal does host other anomalies that are very real. Yeah. Every winter, beautiful 50-foot turquoise sculptures somehow emerge spontaneously across the lake's frozen surface.
The aliens are like, do you like my art?
Weirder.
Can we be friends?
Weirder still, at Lake Baikal's western shore, creepy white discs frozen in ice appear to stack themselves upward from the dark depths of the lake.
Do you like my stacking of ice?
So upon seeing these mysterious formations, many might conclude that the lake has supernatural properties after all. But in reality, these gem-like blocks are naturally forming ice hummocks pushed out of the lake due to uneven pressure in the packed ice below. Now,
well, if they have an official word, the scientists have thoroughly looked at it.
Yes. What's a hummock?
What's a hummock?
You might be wondering.
Sounds delicious.
Because I was. Well, a hummock is a small knoll or mound above ground. Mm. They are typically less than 50 feet in height and tend to appear in groups or fields.
I thought these were little cracker-sized discs. These are fucking little islands?
We're talking about the ice chunks.
Yeah.
Large landslide avalanches that typically occur on volcanic areas are responsible for formation of hummocks. Hmm. So an ice hummock is a rounded knoll of ice rising above the general level of an ice field.
Okay.
Hummocky ice is caused by slow and unequal pressure in the main body of the packed ice and by unequal structure and temperature at a later period. Hmm. So it's basically pushed up.
Okay.
So
the aliens pushed it up. So
yeah, they did.
My
it was aliens.
Ice stacking. It's large size for you.
It was aliens. As for the saucer-shaped bubbles, They're frozen pockets of methane released by a cushion of boggy sediment resting on the lake bed. So, while the legends surrounding Lake Baikal seem to have some truth, the lake remains a truly remarkable and unique natural wonder to experience, even without the aliens. And we can't ignore the fact that this lake is literally a mile deep at its lowest.
Yeah. Pend'Oreille around where we live is crazy, and it's got a bunch of stories and stuff, and that's because it's so deep.
Yeah,
it just spooks us. We're like, that's
too deep. So with how insanely deep it is, this location will forever be filled from top to bottom with a real sense of unnerving mystery, for who truly knows what lurks deep down in those dark depths.
By a submarine base.
And now it's time for even more mystery.
All right, so the Forgotten Pyramid is the next one.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared, sorry.
Now, you've likely heard of the mysterious Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt. But you may not know there's an even older and bigger ancient pyramid supposedly buried in Indonesia. While the slopes of Mount Sattahurup in western Java are currently used as farmlands, the mountain has a suspiciously precise pyramidal shape. The boldest theories claim that an incredibly old man-made stone pyramid hides beneath the grass cover, containing treasure from a long-lost ancient civilization. So, of course it does, right?
Well, they have unearthed a lot of pyramids all over this silly planet of ours that used to look like dirt mounds.
Yep. While the construction of the Great Pyramid of Giza took place around 4,500 years ago, the material within Mount Sattahurup has been carbon dated to be around 6,500 years old. So, how is it possible that such an early civilization with evidently primitive stone tools could build such an impressive structure?
Because they were bored.
Well, truthfully, there's almost no reputable evidence, aside from its man-made looking appearance, that the mountain was crafted by ancient architects at all.
Yeah, a lot of things on the earth look like, oh, well, that must be a person because there's two straight lines.
Right, right.
A circle there. It's like, well.
Well, instead, geologists propose that Mount Sattahurup was actually a volcanic cinder cone, which naturally formed into a smooth slope structure by the buildup of solidified lava. Information beyond this theory is unfortunately scarce, since previous research on the mountain disrupted the farms owned by the locals. Now, this led to the farmers absolutely refusing to allow any additional exploration, meaning further investigations are currently on hold. So, we don't really know.
That's great. But I love it when we're thirsting for knowledge and they're like, no, no, stop it. We're going to put up some stuff that we want to do. No knowledge. Eat it.
Now mysterious. Here's another one.
All right. So the next weird location is called Spotted Lake. Now this is located.
That's where the spotted dick is fished. It's delicious.
All right. So nestled within Okanagan Valley of British Columbia, Canada, lies a marvel of nature truly unlike any other. During the summer,
the mother spotted dick. It's giant.
During the summer, the water of Spotted Lake dries up to reveal a hidden leopard print pattern of hundreds of multicolored pools. While most of our Bermuda Triangle mystery contenders are known for their creepy qualities, this lake is often described as the most magical place in Canada. In fact, it's considered a spiritually sacred place by the indigenous Okanagan tribe, who believes that each colorful circle possesses distinct healing properties. While I'm all for spiritual beliefs, I can't help but wonder what's really going on here. Turns out Spotted Lake is a saline endorheic lake, which means its water doesn't drain into a river or creek like most others. The rainwater and snowmelt from the surrounding hills trickle down into the lake. Minerals and salts are funneled in too and accumulate there over centuries. When the lake water evaporates each summer, it leaves behind walkways of hardened salts between shallow, mineral-rich pools. The multicolored hue of each separate pool depends on their different mineral concentrations and can include calcium, sodium sulfate, and magnesium sulfate. While the spiritual beliefs attached to the Spotted Lake aspire mystique, the addition of a scientific explanation makes it all the more magical, I think. And it's absolutely stunning.
I bet. I'm picturing it in my head.
It's beautiful.
Can you believe there's even more mysteries? What a big-ass planet we got.
All right, so our next one is the Kazakhstan Pentagram.
Ooh.
Thanks to the existence of satellite imagery, we can investigate mysterious places from the comfort of our own homes. But before you punch in the Bermuda Triangle into Google Maps for the 100th time, why not check this location out? In 2009, a Google Earth image showing a five-pointed star and circle etched into the ground in a desolate corner of Kazakhstan went viral online.
Evil.
Right? Not only is this ominous pentagram over 1,200 feet in diameter, it's also mysteriously isolated.
And there's a big sign that says, Gate to Hell. Do not enter.
It's isolated, with the nearest city of Liskovik being over 12 miles away. Since the inverted pentagram is commonly known as a pretty nefarious symbol associated with the occult sigil of Baphomet, many online theorists speculate the local occultists could be using the site for weird diabolical rituals. However, local sources argue that it's actually just the outline of a harmless lakeside park. Until gaining independence in 1991, Kazakhstan was part of the former Soviet Union, in which star symbols were popularly used to decorate buildings, flags, and monuments. The park's star-shaped pathways were likely installed by the Soviets before being abandoned after the collapse of the Soviet Union. So,
In Russia, the parks enjoy you.
Kind of takes all the wind out of the imagination sails, doesn't it? Yeah. When it's explained like that.
Well, I kind of don't want satanic ritual shit that size and structure hidden from us in a weird way where there's bright kids around. Fuck.
I don't want satanic rituals either, but it is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, the more supernatural, the better. But fuck. It's really just the Texaco logo. They're just marking the spot for the next time they put a drilling shit thingy in there.
Anyway, all right.
And now for one final mysterious place.
So our next location and last location is the Dead Vli.
Mm-hmm.
While targets of strange happenings in the Bermuda Triangle date back to the 1950s, the next weird site holds mysteries that could be traced back more than 650 years.
Well, I don't remember then, so...
Enclosed within the enormous red sand dunes of the Namib Nakluft National Park in central Namibia sits an arid alien landscape known as Dead Vli. Strangely, this bone-dry expanse contains an unsettling graveyard of black and camel thorn trees, estimated to have died some 650 years ago. How did these skeleton-like trees even grow in such a barren wasteland? And what mystical force is keeping them standing? While it might appear like some kind of ancient desert curse is what's keeping these spooky structures intact,
petrified,
the real answers lie in the area's geological history. Around 900 years ago, Dead Vli was flooded when rainfall caused the nearby Tushab River to overflow. The water provided nourishment for the camel thorn trees to grow, but as the climate changed and the dunes started blocking off Dead Vli's river and water supply, the trees dried up and died. The extreme lack of moisture in the area prevents wood from even decaying,
petrified,
leaving the trees doomed to scorch black under the harsh desert sun for eternity.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, skeleton trees. That is awesome. Creepy as fuck. They're probably trying to film some Star Wars shit there as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All of these places are like Hollywood heaven.
Right.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So
this is the end of the show.
This is the end.
The beautiful friend.
That was a collection of, weird stories.
I haven't heard most of those.
Weird locations.
But let's talk about them after the thing that's soundy.
Fantastic. Let's do it.
I guess I've been relegated to a soundy thing.
Okay. Well, I hadn't heard of most of this. I mean, I'd heard of the alien stuff underneath the fucking... I always hear about aliens.
That's,
I'm always touching alien things with my little brain when I'm off the mic. But
nature is amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, it's always interesting to hear these weird, stories about, supernatural stuff, but... The science is just as fascinating to me.
Yeah, how crazy the chemistry of our planet is and how we still don't know all of it.
Right.
We know all the elements and stuff, but just how they work together in weird places. Yeah.
Well, and how different some of these locations are from anything I've ever personally experienced. Like the trees. Hmm. It's so dry that things don't decay there.
That's crazy.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. A black forest. That's cool.
Crazy.
Yeah. So which one of these was like the most... insane to you?
You know, I would have to say, well, the most beautiful by far, they say the Spotted Lake, is, and it is very pretty, but I still think the most beautiful is the discs and the hummocks, because when you look at those, they really are teal. The ice is like teal turquoise color, and it's, they're kind of like geometric shapes that are shoved up through
like
the surface of the water.
Shapes of ice?
It's beautiful. And then those bubbles, they look like almost like, if you know, the table legs or the chair legs that have been
beveled
turned
or whatever.
Have the, like,
lathed.
That have like the little, you know, divots and bubbles and stuff. It kind of looks like that.
Cool.
It's so beautiful, and it's white. And then the lake is so deep that it's literal just inky black. But the bubbles are beautiful white, and they just stack on top of each other. So it's really, I mean, I think that's one of the most interesting locations.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucking A. Which one do you think has the most likelihood of never being figured out as to what's going on there?
You know, I would have to probably that pyramid. I would think.
They're just not going to let them go there.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we can't, there's no investigation being allowed because the farmers said no.
Yeah. I've just recently heard of a pyramid in Alaska. It's really interesting. Not that that exists, just people talking about there possibly being a pyramid in Alaska. I love the pyramid in Antarctica idea, even though the ones that they point out are, you know, people that are experts on mountains are like, no, the mountains do that.
We
just don't know that because we're not studying mountains.
Yeah.
But I love the idea of pyramids all over the planet that are connected in some way, even though they're probably not.
Right.
It's probably just the best way to stack rocks that for a long-lasting building.
Or, like they said, you know, it's a volcano.
Right.
And so they're just, what do they call them? The cones, the lava cones.
Yeah.
So that's, I think that potentially could be a lot of these alleged pyramids that people are seeing.
Boo.
I know.
Boo.
But some of them that, you know, there's this sunken pyramid, I think it's in China, off the coast of China, or maybe it's Japan, where it's underwater, and it's an obvious pyramid.
Yeah.
You know, but
I love that there's a bunch of pyramids in China,
so
for real.
Cool.
For sure, yeah.
What did they, I mean, that means the water level had to be significantly lower at one point by like 20 feet.
That's crazy to think
for them to build it, or they went underwater and built it.
I
don't know why they would.
Why not? We do shit like that. There's probably underwater military bases. That are sweet as shit.
Yeah, but this had to have been done like thousands of years ago. Man, so,
well, humans have been the same brain for a long time. 200,000 years.
How would they stack that stuff?
I don't know.
You know,
how'd they hold their breath so long? Those little smart bastards.
But how would
it makes me think that this world is like Minecraft. And every once in a while, you're just like, fuck. And you're like, fuck it. Fuck you. And you just destroy all the things you built. And then
knock all the blocks over.
Then
and
you
try
come
again.
Back way later. And they're like, all right, I'm going to do another one. And then we got this stuff that we're dealing with.
Right.
And it's like, eh, we lost all the other stuff. But they had something cool. They built a pyramid. They're like, we got this thing. Ah, fuck it. Fuck it. I'm going to put new continents here. Let's fuck it. I don't know. Maybe not. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to our show.
Yeah.
It's nice to be back. We had a little break, and now we're back. And so we've got several episodes in a row coming up for the rest of the May and June and July. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for the research, love.
Oh, you're welcome.
Always appreciate learning these new things. Thanks to our trusted turd herders and triad, all the folks of the trusted kind of union that we got going on that help us so much. Thanks to everyone for all the birthday love again.
Yes,
that
thank
was
you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
The Marnia cake and the doodle cards. It's tough to
amazing.
Tough to beat the thoughtfulness of that stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely check out if you are interested in coffee. You can get Scat Roast Coffee at scatcast.com for the rest of your life, hopefully. Check it out. There's prizes inside. We hope you'll enjoy that as well. And as always, we'll talk at you in the future.
And it'll seem like the present.
Goodbye.
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 Dipshit files.
Bing.
Bong.
Poop.